haven't seen each other in a while. But I think I'm going to have to take comfort in the fact that this is the balance of the numbers that I can have this morning to work with. The primary agenda item of our meeting today is the program of the committee going forward. Now that we're done with legislation, we need to focus on our next project. But before we proceed, I just want to welcome us all back, those of us who were lucky enough to be on this trip to Brazil, and to once again publicly express our gratitude to us for the support that they offered the committee, without which we wouldn't have had that rare privilege. We have drafted a letter from our side on behalf of the committee, and I'm just going to ask the committee secretary to read out the draft, because the idea is that we are expressing the sentiments of the committee as a whole. So I must be satisfied that what is said there reflects everybody else's feeling about it. Committee secretary, just want to read out. The text is still in draft form because I had to effect some changes to it just shortly before the meeting, so it still needs to be retyped.
Thanks, Chair. The heading of the letter is Our Gratitude for Your Kind Gesture. The Portfolio Committee on Social Development would like to convey its appreciation for the hospitality provided by your organization in sponsoring the committee's study tour to Brazil. The trip afforded us a rare opportunity to study how Brazil responds to a range of social challenges, including prevention and treatment of substance abuse, which was the primary focus of the visit. We look forward to working closely with you towards addressing some of the social challenges which are of priority to ourselves as well. That is, impact of substance abuse, including alcohol and tobacco in society, especially amongst the youth, and contribution, especially among the youth, and contribution to organizations such as yourself can make in the reduction of harmful effects thereof. Truly yours.
There's just a few hiccups there with the language, but we'll clean it up. But all right, that's the general sense that we thought we could convey. If there's anything else that we haven't mentioned there, ignore the language polishing part, which we'll sort out. Colleagues, any comments on that? Hoshi?
Thank you, Chairperson. The letter, although it's in a draft form, is well written, Chairperson.
All right. Yes. Thanks. Magumele? Your mic?
I think it's on track.
The other thing is that I've requested the committee secretary to give all members a printout of the quotes that explain the costs that were involved in taking us to Brazil and back for purposes of your declarations so that you don't run into trouble with the registrar of a member's interests. You know how other people have run into trouble in the past, because this is this was an outside sponsorship, although approved by Parliament, but the funds were coming from an outside organization, so we do need to be able to declare. My understanding is that you normally declare during the specified points at which, you know, when they send you the forms and ask you to declare all the things that have been happening in the recent past. But Khoshi made the suggestion that it doesn't do any harm for somebody to make a submission soon after they have had a sponsorship. I leave that entirely in the hands of individual members. What I normally do from my side is that I usually, when the form comes, declare all the financial interests of that particular reporting period. All right, so that. No, what happens is that each member in their form needs to specify the financial interest that they had for that particular period when they fill that form. So it's important that the form that you get every year that says. All right. No, the subsistence came from Parliament. So that one you don't need to declare. Anything that comes from Parliament is part of, the internal system. In fact, even a trip that's sponsored by Parliament itself, you wouldn't have had to declare it. It's only outside sponsorship that you declare. So, yeah, that's basically it. All right, Khoshi.
Thank you, Jefferson. The sooner we get that document from your secretary, the better.
All right. Okay. So that takes care of that. And then just let me get some of the preliminaries out of the way. I understand that next week I think ANC support staff is going to be involved in training programs, so there won't be, will probably be available to do other work as well as members. And I thought maybe, depending on how members feel, maybe we could use the opportunity to request to do the outstanding trips to Stellenbosch to go to distill and see how they produce these wines and these other beverages, and use the opportunity to have that outstanding engagement with them on the issue of corporate social responsibility. They are the ones that produce the alcohol that make the young people go crazy and do all kinds of crazy things. Mm. So you'd recall that we said that we wanted to maintain this engagement with industries such as them, to engage them on the social impact and the role that they are playing to address that. That's part of that's the context in which this partnership that has evolved between us and them has taken. And we thought that we could also use the same period to also visit BAT, which are the tobacco industry, so that we do them both at the same time and get that one out of the way. So my suggestion was that we pick up some days next week, if members are prepared to come to Cape Town using the vouchers, and get obviously BAT and distill would be providing transport and catering for us as their guests at their plants, and also bringing us back to Parliament, and then we'd use our vouchers to return home. That is the idea. So we haven't yet suggested, they're still waiting for a date for us. It's really up to members what you are suggesting and when you are available. I just thought because the program of Parliament next week seems to have been cleared, maybe we could use the opportunity to do that, because after that we might not have the time to do that. And that's of course dependent on whether our hosts would be ready for us for next week. I thought maybe we could do one of them on a Wednesday and do the other one on the Thursday. Any suggestions? Ms. Weber, yeah?
Chairperson, we have got this invitation from Black Sash to attend a workshop on social security reforms on the 28th and 29th. So that's Thursday and Friday next week.
Yeah, that's it. The other thing I was going to allude to, the invitation does not specify the venue where it's happening, does it?
No, not completely.
So it could, and it doesn't say whether in the Cape or in Gauteng or any particular part of the country.
Yeah, Chair, they do say if from outside Western Cape, please state travel requirements. So I presume then it would be in the Western Cape.
I suppose that's the indirect effect of it. But yeah, so if it's happening next week on the 28th and 29th, then it's all the reason for us to have a full program for next week. Because then if we go to Distill and BAT on Tuesday and Wednesday, then Thursday and Friday, those who are available to attend the conference could actually attend it then. And then we'd end up with a full week engaged in Cape Town. All right. Maybe what we'll do is members can just indicate if they would be available to attend next week. Maybe we could just speculate something. None of this are a must. If members feel, first of all, I need to get feedback. How do members feel about the whole suggestion? Madirako, can you use your mic and then I'll take Hoshi and tell you.
I'm saying it's acceptable. And it would be a good thing, but just the timing for some of us.
Do you want to make an alternative suggestion?
Any other time after this.
All right. All right.
Because, I mean, we knew we were not coming back here next week, so we made arrangements.
Other arrangements. Okay.
Other arrangements concerning work.
All right. All right. All right. That's the kind of feedback I'm wanting to hear. Are there any other different views? I first have Hoshi, and then I'll come to Mamkize.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to also to add by saying that the next week it was allocated for Hoshi Shilovani, Chairperson. The funding start
yes,
on
that is the other issue.
Yes.
You're right.
I support Nadia Eko.
All right. All right. Ma'am Kize?
Chairperson, I just want to raise some concern in respect of constituency and committees. I also raised it in the program meeting. And with the elections coming so close, one plans now to say in constituency there is so much of work to be done. And then you have committees. So I brought it up in the programs committee, and I was told that it's not a matter of must, that one can must come back to Cape Town from the constituency unless you are actually discussing or in your legislations in your committee. That must be prioritized. The chairperson, I don't think I will make it for any of these. Thank you, chairperson.
All right, Khoshi.
Chairperson, I just want to respond to concern raised by Mam Kisi. Because, Chairperson, the term of our office is not yet over. We can't forfeit the parliamentary function because we are preparing for election. We can just put the other reason, Chairperson. Our function is still on until the time for election is announced. Next year. Thank you, Chair.
Sure. And in fact, some of the work of the committee you'd find actually enhance your constituency work as well. And you'll begin to see that more clearly when we discuss the next item, which is the rest of the program of the committee. But can I say that what is the general feeling? Is the general feeling that we do not propose next week as the time when we're going to do the visit? So we can put that aside, and hopefully when we return, after September, maybe we can revisit it and see if we can find an appropriate slot. I'll tell you that why. Is because what we are then proposing, which is the next issue I want to address, is that week after next, from the 1st, from the 1st of September, which is a Monday, to the 12th, we use those 2 weeks to do oversight work. We haven't done oversight work at all this year, have we?
Mm-hmm.
So that's an outstanding matter. And in any case, we had agreed that we're going to fast-track legislation, get it out of the way so that we have time to do oversight work. Now, we wanted to actually cover all 9 provinces so that nobody feels that we've left them out. But that also means quite a lot of work. Just to do one province alone is taxing. We had initially put forward a proposal which Parliament rejected, which was that all of us go to each of the provinces, which was unrealistic anyway. But the budgetary implications also, the committee section had unrealistically estimated it at 123,000, and we were told then that our budget is about, the balance of our budget is 180-odd, so we're going to be left with 12,000, if that was even the actual cost. So we then revised our proposal and split ourselves into 3 groups, doing 3 provinces each over a period of a week and a half, so 2.5 days per province. And we clustered the provinces into 3, the coastal provinces, starting, people would start in the Western Cape, so we don't pay your ticket to be in Cape Town, because you are expected to be in Cape Town during term. But then from Cape Town, to fly to Eastern Cape, and from Eastern Cape to KZN, where you end. But we realized that in between there would be a weekend where you'd have to go home and then come back again for the half of the second week to do the last leg, which would then be KZN. So that would be the coastal group. And then we thought the second group would be the inland group. Would start Southern Cape, weekend in between, and then the first half of the second week to Northern Cape, sorry, Northwest. And that the last group would be the, somebody used the term Platteland group, but I pointed in the general direction where Madireko coincidentally happened to be sitting, but it was not directed at her, although she does come from a province which could be categorized in that way. I have to be careful of my language now. I have a former premier and a former MEC from a particular province, so I must be careful of my, I mustn't make career limiting comments politically. Well, I didn't hear that. So, all right. So the idea was that the last group would do Gauteng, do Limpopo, and do Mpumalanga. And that the grouping of these provinces in this manner was aimed at, one, reducing the amount of flying, except for the east, the coastal group, which cannot avoid it. But generally, the inland groups, we thought they should minimize flight as much as possible. But then, of course, the ground travel must be designed in such a way that the distances between areas are not excessively long either, because that's a very tiring exercise, especially when you have such a compressed program. But we're also looking at the cost implications to say that we need a program that is reasonable in terms of cost. The Parliament said that the initial projections from the committee were completely unrealistic and that they should actually get codes, and they got codes, and it turned out to be very true. Well, let me say that unfortunately, whoever did compiled the request for codes didn't seem to have affected our instructions, because what I've just outlined now was the instruction we gave, but the codes and the way the provinces were packaged was a totally different thing. But not only that, the budget for it came out being a mind-blowing one, because it ended up arriving at how much?
$855,000.
Now, clearly, and Parliament rejected the proposal. Clearly, if I was in the same position, I would also have rejected it without even looking at the detail, because it's a little bit outrageous. So we've agreed at the management committee this morning. The management committee met to discuss these matters, and we've agreed that we need to resubmit a revised program that cuts out a whole lot of the flying, for one, and group the provinces in a manner that is more appropriate. And the provinces that are closer to each other will be grouped together as we had originally proposed, and that we resubmit the proposal, which hopefully would have a significantly reduced budget, hopefully, because I've become so worried now. I mean, I don't know how we're going to move from 800,000 down to maybe 100,000, hopefully. But anyway, we'll see how that goes. But the other problem is that we would need some commitment from members up front, because the cost per person on these trips is significant. It's always frustrating when people make an undertaking that they'll join you and you incur all these expenses, and somewhere midstream people just withdraw. Not only does it affect, result in wasteful expenditure, which we as Parliament always blame government departments for when they are wasteful, but it also compromises the integrity of a delegation. Because if we split ourselves into three delegations, it means every single head counts. Now, if in a delegation you have two or three people withdrawing, then that significantly compromises the integrity of that entire delegation. So much so that you could end up having to cancel. Now, who's going to visit those provinces? So today we're going to make an upfront undertaking individually of selecting which provinces, first of all, whether we are available for the task, all right, so that your constituency out there knows that Honorable Zimande decided not to do oversight because he couldn't prioritize it. So they remember that during elections, whether to vote him back into Parliament or not. So today, publicly and openly, we're going to state our availability and which province is our preference. All right? Because we're then going to do budgeting around you as an individual to say, for us to take you from province 1, 2, 3 on this date is going to cost us so much. And put that forward so that if you withdraw, you must understand what you personally has costed Parliament by way of wasteful expenditure. So I think that all I'm saying is that we're going to need some seriousness and some serious commitment on the part of all of us to first of all be open and say, yes, I'm available, I'm willing to assist, and this is the provinces that I'm putting myself up for, all right? So that's basically it. We've agreed that, which is the next point I wanted to address, so let me address all the issues before I open for discussion. The Parliament on the 16th to the 18th, is taking Parliament to the people of Bushbuckridge. Now, they've requested us to come up with a program for the 16th, an oversight program in Atteridgeville, in Bushbuckridge. I don't know why Atteridgeville is slipping in. But to say that we need to identify which areas of focus we want to concentrate on when we're in Bushbuckridge, and if possible, where specifically we want to be in Bushbuckridge and surrounding areas on that day. Now, the 16th of September would be the day when committees would be doing oversight around Bushbuckridge. The 17th and the 18th would be the actual sitting of the Parliament in Bushbuckridge. So it's critical for us to identify and indicate.
Okay.
Yes.
When you say the 16th and the 17th, the committee will be in Bushbuckridge. You mean the People's Parliament?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I'm referring to the People's Parliament. No, I'm talking about the People's Parliament bringing Parliament to the people. All right. Right. So we'll come back to that issue as to what we propose. So the idea is that after next week, you are on the road wire for the next, for a period of almost 3 full weeks. which means from the 1st of September until the 18th of September, you'll just be on the road. The first 2 weeks being dedicated to our own program as the Committee of Oversight in the provinces, and the third week being the week of the 16th to the 18th, which is Tuesday to Thursday, when you'll be in Bushbuck, when we will all be in Bushbuck Ridge, taking Parliament to the people there. All right. So we've taken off next week, which means at least you have a reprieve for next week to go back to your constituencies and continue with your work. I know that some of us have invitations to go and attend the Ndabezitha's inauguration. Is it in Bushbuck Ridge? Yeah, next to Zanin, yes. The new king of the Balois. I think it's a Tlenaman Kukonga. All right, so some of us will be going down to Limpopo to attend that. So that brings the other issue of Black Sash. Clearly, some of us will not be available to attend that one because of that commitment. But if there are those who are available to attend the invitation from Black Sash, I propose that they indicate directly through the committee secretary so that we can all use the same channel to inform Black Sash as to who's coming. And I think the committee secretary will just follow up with them to make sure that they give us full information as to where this thing is happening and what the arrangements are, etc. If there will be accommodation implications, transport implications, and so on and so on. All right. And before I shut up and listen to you, let me express sincere apologies to those that experienced different kinds of hiccups during the Brazil trip, ranging from all kinds of concerns relating to the support, relating to communication, relating to a whole range of misunderstandings, etc., etc. But also were in particular to highlight the unfortunate situation where some of our members got stuck at the airport coming back home because they didn't get their vaccinations before they left. I don't honestly know how it happened that some members did not get that information, and not only information, but arrangements were made to make sure that they actually get the vaccination, because I would imagine that as part of the preparations, they should have been record kept of who has not yet vaccinated, and follow-ups should have been made to make sure that by hook or crook, nobody leaves the country without vaccination. So somewhere, somehow, I think systems failed us with undesirable consequences to some of our members. I think that for me, one of the lessons that I've had to learn out of this situation is that I think that the communication system between the political management and the administration really needs to be jacked up. As chairperson sometimes, I am not fully briefed so that I'm able to make the necessary interventions when need be. And I think that's one of the things that I'm going to have to sit down with the staff and look at. And sometimes, you know, individual people give all kinds of instructions around, and I'm not brought on board some of those things, or I'm not given full information on some of those things. And yet, ultimately, I have to take responsibility as chairperson and leader of delegations when we leave. So we're going to need to address all these issues. But I may just want to mention that I've just had a meeting with the research unit this morning and expressed serious reservations with a number of issues, including the fact because I think that it is important that we streamline some of the processes. But we'll take some of these things in stride and we'll find ways of resolving them as we move along. Are there any comments on the proposed program of the visit? Let me say that once we've discussed the structure of the program, we're going to also go into a questionnaire, because what we have in mind is that before we go to the provinces, we should upfront give them a list of questions that they must respond to in writing, so that when we get there, you know, half of the job is already done. All right. So we've prepared a draft questionnaire. We've asked the committee, well, the department, to comment on it. Yes.
I thought you are going to give us opportunity after each and every item you have addressed, so that we can respond.
Yeah, I was just trying to.
If you make Jefferson, yeah.
All right. I was just trying to alert you that this is another item that we're still going to come back to, so that you know the full extent of the issues ahead of us, because the time is also very limited. But just to say that there is such a questionnaire, and has it been circulated? Not yet.
Question?
Yeah. Yes. It has. Oh, all right. Okay. So look at it as we're discussing, because we're going to ask you to give us your feedback on it, suggestions to perfect it before it goes out, because it's going out in the name of the committee as a whole. All right, so that is the long list or long litany of issues, and I'm opening it all up for discussion. Yes, Madireko? Yeah. Look, I also feel, I know that different people have raised this concerns quietly. Yes.
I think if members are raising certain things, like Mark might raise something on research, but Uluana is switched off, and another member again is raising something we're not hearing, you are responding. So can we just be on one system?
Yeah, it's because there are different suggestions about how to resolve, to deal with it. Whether some of these things should be dealt with outside of the meeting, or should be dealt with openly in the meeting. I think that maybe I'm going to err on the side of caution, and rather opt that we find a way of first processing some of the concerns outside of the meeting, so that when we come back to the meeting, we come back with a report back, rather than ventilate inside the meeting itself. How is that? Yes, ma'am. And then I'll come to Honorable Zimante.
Chairperson, I just wanted to remind you that I forget to raise the issue of the researcher.
That's what I'm trying to address. I'm saying different people have different suggestions about how we deal with it.
We're quite happy to wait for what the suggestion is, to put into practice what Magunet has just said. But we feel this question of the researchers.
But look, let me just give a broad sense of the issue. Let me just give a broad sense of the issue, but to say that the intention is not to resolve it here, it's to resolve it elsewhere. Just to briefly say, can we have one meeting? Just to briefly say that I was approached by the research unit before we traveled to Brazil as chairperson of the committee. And I was told that our researcher had resigned from the research unit and that a new researcher had been appointed in her stead, and that the new researcher would be the one that would be traveling with us to Brazil. And I asked the question, would the new researcher be familiar with the work of the committee, especially because the trip is directly linked to the work we had been doing thus far and the work going forward, all right? And I was told that that person has experience in the NCOP, had worked with the select committee in this field, and therefore would be quite au fait with the issue. And I said, if you feel that way, then that's fine. Only to find when I got onto the plane that actually we had two, technically speaking, researchers. And I was surprised because that was not what was directly communicated to me. But what was even more concerning is that after we had embraced the new researcher and we're told the old researcher has assumed another responsibility within the committee section but would continue to work with us. We, before this meeting, were then told that in fact that researcher that you traveled with to Brazil is no longer your researcher. Now this is somebody who's never worked with us, has traveled with us, we only got to know her on the plane. Off the plane, she's no longer part of us. All right? Before she even attends the first meeting of the committee. Now, clearly that is bound to raise eyebrows. And I had a private meeting with the management of the research unit this morning. We couldn't resolve the issue. And I requested them to give me a written explanation to show cause why I shouldn't take this matter up with Parliament itself as an institution, because I feel that as leader of delegation and as chairperson, I also have some accountability as to what happened in the committee, especially because Parliament was unwilling to pay for a single member, additional member of the committee out of Parliament's funds, except to cover S&T for everybody, including health insurance. But for them to then have the resources to pile up with support staff that we did not request was not necessary from our point of view. It's a bit frustrating. I also raised the concern that as committee chairs, we do not get consulted when staff is appointed. We are not even invited to comment on our needs so that when they appoint people, they take into account what our requirements are. The only time we're contacted is when somebody gets introduced to us as the newly appointed. We do not get consulted when people are moved elsewhere until it's happened, actually. So until it's a fait accompli, do you then get involved? But that's still a matter that is being processed. And we'll see. And I also were indicated that, you know, we really need to look at issues of the relationship between the administration hand on the one side and the political hand on the other side, because ultimately Parliament is primarily here because of members and parties, and support staff is there to support the work essentially of the politicians, and it can't be the other way around. It can't be the tail wagging the dog, otherwise you have a serious problem. But anyway, that's just in brief, but just to say that we're still processing these issues. They haven't been completely resolved yet. All right. Ma'am Kize?
Yeah, to listen, the report you're just making to us is really cause for concern. I just want to query that when a delegation is elected to go on such trips, doesn't that list come before the chairperson and to say who is who, and whether this is our office staff or this is our researcher and these are the other national MP delegates that are going, and let it be seen by the chairperson, and in addition to that, to see whether all requirements have been met, such as the vaccination that you spoke about, that all these come to you, to the chairperson beforehand, and to see that these kind of things don't occur again. Otherwise, I think the towards the end, like you say, the one extra reset, the implication comes on the chairperson to say that, how did this happen that you had one extra delegate on your team or on your delegation? So I think there should be such a rule set that nothing goes out before it is sanctioned by the chairperson of that committee.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah.
Question?
Thank you, Chairperson. My first concern, Chairperson, I just want to find out, because you bring issues, not as recommendation from management. What is the purpose of having management, Chairperson?
All these issues have
bring
been discussed.
All issues. Wait, Chairperson. Another issue which I want to address, I thought we are going to discuss the issue with relation to, you have already said you are to be blamed on some of the issues, because under normal circumstances, Chairperson, when we took a trip, we sit down and discuss. We never have time to sit down. I just want to add to respond on the question of vaccination, Chairperson. Each and every member got the information to say go to the traveling clinic. So, Chairperson, if that did not happen, I don't know how, at what stage are you going to blame the secretariat, because they have done their job to say each and every member, here's the information, go and see vaccination.
Okay, point of order.
Just as I have requested, that's the type of thing that I didn't want, that we must know. This is relevant meeting for that.
Yeah.
With due respect.
Sure.
Can we respect each other on things that have happened?
Yeah.
Because we came across different difficulties. Now, when we're trying to shield somebody through somebody, Chairperson, with due respect.
Yeah. All right, can I handle this?
Yeah.
Hoshi, I think that let's leave it at that. Hoshi.
Other people get offended.
No, please, can I be allowed to chair the meeting? May I be allowed to be the chairperson of the committee, and do my job? Otherwise, people will complain that I'm not doing my job. Hoshi, some of these issues arose because members across the board felt that it was useful here to give context so that people know what happened, all right? But the idea is not really to try and resolve the issue. It's just purely to get everybody on board to understand the context, all right? We are running processes outside of this meeting to try and actually resolve. The management committee said this morning in preparation for this meeting, all these things that I'm reporting on are things that the management committee has discussed and agreed on a process, all right? The idea is to make sure that the committee is aware that work is happening on this thing so that there's no complete silence and people worry that nothing is being done about anything, all right? That was the intention. But to say that even the issue of vaccination, I think that it was important for me. I only got to know about it shortly before the meeting started, all right? But be it as it may, what's most important, I felt, was for me as chairperson to express regret for what happened, because it is my responsibility to do that. Whether I'm at fault or not is never the issue. When you are a leader, you take responsibility for everything that goes wrong. And that's the bottom line, really. So I'm not going to shy away. I've learned the hard way that I also need to check everything, all right? The communication that was given to me back in April already, is true, was that everybody had been informed about vaccination and that arrangements were being made for everybody to actually get the vaccination. Why certain people either may not have got the communication or have not been able to do so, that's a separate matter that can be dealt with outside of the meeting, because we'll need to establish the facts and see what needs to be corrected when. So the intention was not to open that issue for discussion. It was simply to express my own personal regret that as chairperson, maybe I could have been more alert in ensuring that I double check whether certain things have in fact happened or not. And to that extent, I needed to express this sentiment. But I'm going to close that issue at that, and any further comments that anybody wants to make must convey those directly to me outside the meeting. And may I urge members that if there are any gaps, any suggestions, it is better to refer these things to one center. It becomes very difficult when officials get instructions from members on different things, and they start acting on some of those instructions, and I don't get feedback on some of these things, because you end up with a committee that has so many leaders and so many bosses around, and that can't work. And I think I'm going to have to approach certain members and talk to them directly to say, please, I have nothing personal against you. I appreciate your volunteerism. That's what we want to encourage. But unless we work as a collective and through the center, you know, we will constantly run into trouble. All right? Right. All right. I understand Ms. Rajbali wants to be excused. All right. But before you are excused, Ms. Rajbali, can you give us an indication? Are you available for the oversight and for week after next? And for which provinces or group of provinces would you be available? All right. Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay. So that's basically it. Can we leave the gripe session aside for a while? Members should feel free, please, whether you call me or you drop an SMS or an email, to raise issues with me directly, so that I'm able to also assist where I can. So that is the proposed way forward for now, and I just wanted to get some reaction to the suggestions that we've made relating to the program, if there are any proposals that people or counter proposals that people wish to make. It's open for the floor. Any comments? Yes, Mr. Yiba.
Thank you, Chief. Is this now regarding the tour that we had?
Well, it's regarding the oversight visit that we proposed.
The oversight visit.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I just want to know, I've just gone through these forms here. We have got two forms, but you say we've got to go through three provinces. Now, I'm not quite sure. This oversight tool for Portfolio Committee of Social Development, bibliography information, province, date. Is this now... Surely we must know what provinces we're going to, or what exactly must happen for this? Can you just give some clarification?
All right, yeah. No, no. What we have requested is that the visit would be carried out from the 1st of September until the 12th of September. There's a weekend in between where members will obviously have an opportunity to go back home and resume the visit for the second week. And that the visits would be split in 2.5 days per province, and that each delegation would cover three provinces. We've grouped the provinces in threes. Now, the request there is for you to indicate which of the three group of provinces would you like to be part of. Whether you want to be part of Western Cape, Eastern Cape, and KZN as a group, whether you want to be part of Free State, Northern Cape, and Northwest as a group, or whether you want to be part of Gauteng, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga as a group. Bearing in mind that Mpumalanga, because in any case we'll be having an oversight visit there during the People's Parliament, we may want to exclude it, which means that group would have lesser work to do. Maybe they can do that within a week, Gauteng and Limpopo. Others may feel that a day will not be enough and that we should in fact go to Mpumalanga. I'm not sure, but let's see. Yes,
Ted. Did you really double check whether the route that you want to take is healthy for us? If we can all choose the same direction and the same chairperson, meaning I want to go with that group, meaning I want to go with that group, meaning I want to go. If I were you, Chair, or I would propose that you go and sit down and table your thing to say the other leader is Mamruli, the other leader is Cosimo Ramoshe, the other leader is Mrs. Weber, Magumeke, so and so under that leader, and then the province, then we can take it from there. Yeah?
No, let me just explain how we want to do this. We firstly want people to volunteer according to their preference, all right? That's the first stage, all right? Once people have volunteered, we would then look at it and see whether this has created a natural even split. If it has failed to achieve that, all right, then we're going to approach individual members and say, we know you've volunteered Northwest, but we have a shortage in Limpopo. Can you be so kind as to join Limpopo? All right? Partly because we want to minimize cost, so that if you are from Gauteng, ideally, you should be part of either the Northwest group or the Gauteng group, so that we minimize the cost of flights and that kind of thing. All right. And so on and so on. But for now, we are requesting that members fill in the form provisionally, that is on the understanding that we may approach you and reallocate in consultation with you,
all right,
reallocate you to another group of provinces to try and create the balance. And then we'll decide on who is going to lead each of those delegations. All right. All right, so just go ahead and fill in the form as soon as possible and then forward it back to the committee secretary. All right. Any other questions relating to the oversight? Yeah? All right, Ms. Weber, I know that Ms. Gumede interjected and she's saying that you are still on the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I agree with you completely about this, but now I come back to the point of these two research documents.
Yeah.
Yes. You say we must go to three provinces.
Yes.
Now, I don't know. Do you want us to fill in a separate form and say, right, I agree, I will go to KZNK, blah, blah, blah? Or do you want us to fill in here, but then we've only got two forms? I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah. I haven't looked at the form. Can the committee secretary just explain?
No, sure, there are no forms. This is just a questionnaire that has been compiled by the
research. Oh, all right. That was the other thing I said we're going to go back to. That's a separate matter. That is the questionnaire that we're going to send to each province to answer specific questions relating to the area of focus. Can I just quickly then deal with that issue, the content of the program? We've discussed thus far just the general structure of the trip, all right? The second issue is to zoom into where and to look at what, all right? Now, there's a number of approaches that could be adopted. One of the suggestions is that the questionnaire would be broad-ranging, so it will cover a whole range of areas of service. All right, so that we are as comprehensive as possible, all right, but that the actual visit could zoom into one or two or three key areas, all right, and there are two ways of doing it. It's either we agree here and now to say that the three areas we're going to look at services to children, the elderly, and social grants, for example. All right? So one option. One size fits all. Or we could say that we think that in this province, this is where we should put emphasis. That province is where we should put emphasis. Say, for example, we could say, well, for Gauteng, we don't think that we really need to. We think we should put emphasis on the issues of the elderly because old age homes are in a state of dilapidation, etc. But we don't need to look at social grants because the system is running well there. But that we think we need to look at, you know, whatever else we think. So that is the issue before us that we need to discuss here and now. The other thing is that members may feel that they think that there are specific projects in their province which they would like the committee to go and look at because of the problems they've experienced. So you may want to actually even suggest specific projects where there are problems so that we can go and look at it and see for ourselves what the problems are. Then the other suggestion has been that out-of-constituency reports, different parties, maybe through their researchers, could relate to the committee, the research unit, by highlighting the specific areas that they've picked up where there are problems in the which they've picked up in the course of their constituency work, and thereby linking what individual members are doing in their constituencies to what the committee is actually trying to achieve in helping to resolve some of those problems. So those are some of the suggestions that have been made. And I need some reaction from members in this regard. Can I get some guidance on this matter? Ms. Weber, you're still on the floor, I think, if you want to go straight and comment, and then I'll come back to you, Hosh. Ms. Weber?
Yeah, that sounds fine. So, I mean, this oversight tool, this is actually what we must go through and give you feedback and say, yeah, right, we think this is a great document, send it off to problems. Is that what you wanted?
Yes, that's
correct.
Okay, great.
Plus, I want the further thing of you then saying to me, do you think we should prioritize certain issues in certain provinces? Do you even have specific suggestions of specific projects that you want us to visit when we are there to convey that information as soon as possible? So that when we prepare the program to the province, we can include some of those matters. But please proceed.
So this document we can now keep, we can scrutinize it, and we can give us a day or a time that we must have it back to the Secretary by tomorrow, please.
By tomorrow
it will be appreciated. But certainly before you leave Cape Town, could you just prioritize that? So that, because next week nobody's going to be here. The latest we want it to be out, hopefully by Friday, so that provinces have time to ponder through it and to respond before we start our visit week after next.
Thank you, Chair. I'm still on the call.
Yes, you still are.
Right. So when do you want us to give you the names of the provinces that we would like to go to?
I'd prefer those that are ready to give us the information to do it now. Tell us which provinces you think you would prefer to be part of straight away.
Right.
All right. And maybe you could kick off whilst you're still on the floor.
Right. Seeing that my province is in Mpumalanga, I'm open to go to Gauteng, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga. That's group three. Failing which, if there are too many people for that, I don't mind where you put me. Okay.
That's appreciated. Is that all you wanted to raise? Are there any other matters?
That's all I want to raise.
All right. Thank you. Hoshi, indicate your province and then raise the issues you want to raise.
Chairperson, the question of province is not an issue. The issue, Chairperson, the questionnaire you raised here are very good, Chairperson. But first of all, before we attempt to address the concern, Chairperson, we raised the issue of the department using the Eastern Cape model, and also they took the undertaking about the regulation, Chairperson. If the regulation are not covering the use of Eastern Cape model, Chairperson, where when they talk about go and see a doctor, they arrange the department together, the undertaking to go and arrange with the hospital. And then when they say go to see the social worker, they took upon themselves to go and look for that social worker. When you took the papers from the social grant, you are going to be assisted, Chairperson. If those things are not addressed, your questionnaire, Chairperson, will be just hanging around. Because recently, the department has taken over all provinces to pay the grants. And then we, Chairperson, we supported the department. By doing so, Chairperson. But
no, I'll respond to that issue.
Yes, but Chairperson, if the regulation are not yet complete and those concerns raised by the portfolio committee, Chairperson, are not addressed, our oversight is not going to be properly operating, Chairperson.
Right.
There is different situation happening where Magume they stay in.
Yeah.
Social development, they send people to go and see the social worker. The social worker who does not exist.
Can I just say, Hoshi, on that issue, unless you want to raise other issues as well, to say that, one, one of the purposes of going to the ground, as in the province, is to see what is happening on the ground, what impact, all right, are some of these policies and legislation having on service delivery. Is service delivery improving or is it getting worse? All right. Are people using a uniform approach, for example, to some of these things? But over and above that, the questionnaire itself is intended up front, all right, to raise these issues with the provinces where services are delivered, so that when we meet with them, you know, they've already applied their mind to some of the issues we're going to engage them on. Now, remember the focus is the province. Primary focus is the province. It's not national policies and legislation and how far that is. That's why some of the questions there are not appropriate, because they are addressed to the role of the national department. We're still going to have a separate exercise with the national department after we have done this oversight visit to say, okay, we went to the provinces. This is the good work that's happening. These are the challenges. These are the problems. All right? You are saying that the policies say Y, A, B, C. All right? But this is the situation on the ground. How do you respond? And that would include even the issue of which models for disability assessment, for example. You have followed it to the Eastern Cape. Then you can raise the questions with the department at national, or with SASA for that matter. But now the thrust of the focus of our visit and this exercise is not to question the national policies and the laws, which is a separate process. It's to look at whether services are actually being rendered at grassroots level, and if not, where are the problems? You know, if you go to your constituency, are some of these services that they say are there actually reaching people? And if not, why not? And who is responsible? All right? And then we can engage with the province and say, you know, at Hoshi's village, none of the services that you are saying you're providing are actually being received by anybody. There is none of these facilities you're talking about. All right? That is the purpose of the exercise. All right? Then we can come back with the national and say, we went to the province. This is what we have observed. Tell us, you national, what have you been doing in terms of supporting or failing to support the provinces in their work? All right, so that is the context. But you're still on the floor, Hoshi.
Chairperson, I'm still stand by my ways because you don't understand my concern, Chairperson.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You are Please proceed.
You are responding, but you're don't understand my concern.
All right, please proceed.
The very same concern are the ones you are responding.
All right.
And then I'm saying, before we go there, Chairperson,
mm.
why can't we find from the department
mm.
and give us those regulations and the agreement we reached? Because this thing, Chairperson, is not the first time we raised this portfolio committee. That's why I'm saying, before we go down on the ground, we know, Chairperson, we are
But Hoshi, we had the meeting.
We are
Hoshi.
Dealing with those people, Chairperson.
Hoshi. We had a meeting at the, what's that name of that hotel? Diamond?
Cape Diamond
Hotel. Where we asked the department specifically to come to account to the committee on the status relating to the regulations, all right, including you specifically, if I recall well, raised that very same question with the department, all right. That was the platform for that. That process we have run at that stage, all right. Now, the process we're going into now is not engaging the national department anymore. That's a separate process. Now we're going to engage the provinces. All right. Of course, when it comes to social grants are now being administered by SASA and no longer with the province. So we would have to deal with that one differently. All right. So so much so that we may have to forward a separate questionnaire to SASA. That is, if we agree that we're going to look at pay points as well. All right? And in our program, specify the visits to SASA offices or pay points specifically, and not require the provinces to answer questions relating to social grants, and take all of those out of the questionnaire that goes to the provinces, because provinces are not responsible. So we'll need to do that split. So to that extent, I would agree with you. But yes, if that's one of the suggestions you're making, then we'll certainly make sure that this questionnaire is split accordingly. All right. But is there any other issues whilst you're still on the floor?
Jefferson, allow me to complete, because Jefferson, you answer me before you answer.
No, Hoshi, that's why I'm saying to you, what are the other issues?
Allow me to...
Hoshi, I'm trying to get us to have a common understanding. That's why I try to respond when you speak. Otherwise, you'll say something and we'll go into something different because we haven't found each other. So that's why I'm saying, let's deal with an issue, understand each other what the problem is, all right? If we can't resolve it in the meeting, we can try and resolve it out of the meeting. But I was saying you're still on the floor, and I still give you the opportunity to raise the other issues you want to raise. That's what I did with Mawiba. I allowed her to finish all her issues before I moved to the next person. I'm still with you. I haven't moved to the next person. So the floor is still yours, Hoshi.
Maybe before that, Chair, why don't you leave the chief maybe to express himself, because you keep on chipping into what he's trying to say. Maybe when he goes towards, he'll be coming with something else that will convince him, with due respect. With due respect.
But I
maybe my chairing is not good enough, but I also am mindful of time. I accept suggestions about how best to handle issues. But we also have time constraints, and we need to resolve issues so that we can move forward. You see? But anyway, I'll allow you, Hoshi, have all the time you need to say whatever you want to say. All right? Please proceed.
Thank you, Magumete. Thank you, Chairperson. You are sharing properly, Chairperson. From the way it goes, Chairperson, I said this questionnaire is still. But the department... our secretary should write to the department to give us the undertaking, how far have they gone. Because the very same issue status that we are raising here, what is happening on the ground, they are still happening even if the department has took the undertaking that they are going to address them. That's my concern, Chairperson. Thank you.
All right. Okay. All right. Are you in a position to indicate which of the provinces you would want to be part of in the visit? Yeah, but I can't make assumptions. I need people to say to me what they would prefer. All right, we'll record it as much. All right, anybody else who has any comments, and also tell us which delegation they'll be part of. Yes, Comrade Weep.
Chairperson, I'm going to Gauteng, Limpopo, and maybe Mpumalanga if we do it.
Magumede, is it obvious? My direct.
Yeah, but then all our officials are going to complete.
Now we'll try and reconcile some of the things to make create a balance. Yeah, we're not the Free State, you probably have to leave the between you and Madi Rako there. But all right, you're also on the Free State group. Are there any other members who want to indicate? My sight can only go as far as Mawiba. Beyond Mawiba, I can't see if there are any members. All right, Chief, is it obvious to you?
I'll go for the coastal provinces, and then I have a bit. I'm not understanding, Chair, what we need to do with the question, but it's fine. I don't have to belabor the meeting in terms of what we have to do. What Honourable Weaver was trying to ask: what are we supposed to do? Circulating issues, or what are we doing? But
forward any comments that you may have on the questionnaire, whatever comments you have, through to us. The researcher is going to finalize the text before I sign it off, and the secretary sends it to the provinces. So if you think that certain things are omitted in the questionnaire, or you think it's superfluous, certain things need to be left out, etc., whatever your suggestions are.
Yeah. Then, Chair, how are then, in terms of that process, how are we going to reconcile then what would be the approach of the committee in relation to the separation of groups, or the groups would be at liberty to rearrange its own flexible program structure?
Yeah. Look, we're going to need you to give us feedback on the following. One, those that have not yet indicated committees, they'll need to urgently indicate to us after this meeting. All right, that is especially those that are not here, so that we can realign the numbers properly. Two, whatever input you have on the questionnaire, please forward it as soon as possible, so that we can finalize the questionnaire. To the committee secretary, who would make sure that that goes through to the researcher. All right? Or you can simply give the researcher a call. I think that she would have to forward provide us with contact details.
Just to sign off, I didn't see a bit of a detail around disability, and I would really insist that let's pay attention.
Excellent.
We were promised for the entire term that there would be a resource directory for on disability, disability policy, and all that. So I really insist that the committee and actually members that we must do and see something around disability. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for that contribution. Now, that's the other thing is the comments on your comments on the questionnaire. Plus, we want you to make suggestions before we finalize the program. If there are specific places or projects or areas that you would want us to go to in that specific province, all right? Any province that you think that there's certain things. We'll collate all that information and make a final product, hoping that you trust our wisdom in making a final decision in your absence and on your behalf on the final structure of the program, all right? But now, between now and tomorrow, so that by Friday we can finalize and send off these things, can you make all those suggestions, including the areas of work? You know, whether you want us to go and look at the problem of the elderly when we get to that specific area, or problems of children. So we're requesting you, as individual members of the committee, based on your own personal experiences in the course of your constituency work, etc., etc. All right. Where there are gaps, we'd obviously have to find a way to fill those gaps. Yeah, yes, Magomere.
I thought I would go to them, but since that now we've got to identify projects, then I'll get to the Northwest.
Because that also gives us an opportunity to raise sharply some of these things that we constantly raise in the committee meetings, so that we're able to show the committee exactly what we're talking about when we raise some of these things.
Mm.
All right, Magomere.
I'm sorry.
Taba le di chomi ga ne se ke le khoko. In any case, the Northern Cape is going to be on its own on the second week. So, first week it would be Free State and Northern Cape, then go home on a Friday, come back Sunday evening, just to do the balance of the visit, which is the Northern Cape. So it would be a separate week as well.
This is precisely what I want to do, draw your attention to.
No, no, that's how we decided to put it on a separate week.
The reason is you spoke about ground transfer.
Yes.
For
you mean
where it is possible. But I don't see
why. So you're saying that. Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying in the sense that to get to the northwest in the first place, you need to be moving from somewhere. All right? And the distance that you then need to cover to get there is your concern. All right? Now, I think there. Yeah. I suppose depending on which part of northwest you're going.
I stay in the northwest. I drive to Bloemfontein for 2 hours. If it comes from Bloemfontein to Kimberley, it's 1.5 hours. To Kimberley, which is the northern Cape. I don't go via
Kimberley.
Right. Can we? We the right way is to cover northern Cape and Bloemfontein. That's the best way.
No, that's what we have done.
I'm passing the northern Cape.
No, no, what we. Yeah. No, no, what we have said.
I said we must do the Free State and the Northern Cape. Then we will do it on
all right, all right, all right. May I chair the meeting now? May I just quickly say, clarify something so that we are on the same web page. I have said that for the first week, we are going to start with the Free State and end in the Northern Cape. And go home, come back Sunday evening to the northwest. Yeah. So the northwest would be a separate lake on a separate week. And there would have been a few days break in between. If you could call it that way. All right. So that's the idea. All right. Okay. Right. So the logistics and the detail would be worked out. My only fear is that the time left to do all this logistical arrangements, including requesting approval, making a fresh application back to Parliament, is another major challenge. What we will have to do is to identify the center in the proposal upfront. Now you'll have to identify projects within the range of the centers where we. For example, in Gauteng, we will probably have to start in Johannesburg so that we meet with the officials and the leadership of the province and get a briefing like that. Possibly move to Ekurhuleni, which is on the east, and then end up in Tshwane. All right? I'm just thinking that we might not be able to cover all the regions, but we'll see. But the idea should be that we end up in Tshwane. Can I just have everybody's attention? Maybe we could start in central Johannesburg. Maybe when we go to City Bay, and then go to Ekurhuleni, and end up in Tshwane. And I'm talking about a program of 2.5 days, not a 1 day program. But the ideal would be for us to end up in Tshwane, so that when we move out of Tshwane, all right, to Limpopo, the distance is shorter, all right? And then we move to Limpopo, all right, and possibly start at the center, which is Polokwane, all right, to get our briefing. And out of Polokwane, we could either move south towards Hoshi's place, or move east towards your Zanin area, etc., and possibly end up in Toyando, and then on the way back, you know, via Makwiliri. You know, and possibly end up in Mahwiliring, so that after Mahwiliring, we hit the road back to Johannesburg.
All
right.
Maybe.
Yes, Magumede.
Maybe through you, Chair.
Yes.
Once again, Chairperson.
Yeah.
All the time when we take a trip, we go to a cruise. Really. Every time.
Yeah.
And Ekurhuleni, the last time we were there, was already advanced.
Yeah.
Because when we go to Ekurhuleni, we're only going to see the beautiful things there.
Yeah.
Because it's beautiful, really.
Yeah.
See?
So maybe we could go to West Rand, Sidi Beng, and end up in Tshwane. But whatever we do, we must end up in Tshwane, so that from Tshwane we can proceed to Polokwane, and the distance is shorter.
Yeah. So you don't see only the metros, because there's a district in Gauteng, the Midval area.
So basically the idea is that we should develop a map almost in our heads, where we are, as we are moving into an area, all right, and we possibly go and see project around that area, all right? But at least there is a map, a route, all right? That sort of takes us forward from where we were to towards the end destination where we're going. And that would be the whole concept.
Tobacco company there,
using the... Yeah. Will you come back to me now?
Yes.
And will you listen to me and not to my family?
All right.
Yeah.
I am all
here. We will do...
Magumede, you have to listen to Madi Rako while she's speaking.
She's better if she knows what's good.
No, you know, when I was driving,
we'll take that into account. All right, please proceed, Magumede.
I'm not interested in Magumede.
All right, please proceed.
The person I'm saying,
yes.
There's no problem with the state and the northern state. But we get back home over the weekend.
Yes.
And I'm saying, from where I live to go to Northwest,
yes,
is quite a distance.
All right.
And I'm saying,
yeah,
I don't see myself traveling by road.
All right.
That's the point I'm trying to
make. How do we get from the Free State to the Northwest?
Winky, taking a flight from Riverton to Johannesburg. Then
the
Dutchman
again,
and then drive back. It's better if you drive from Group and Tang.
Both
civilities.
I could go to
Holland. No, I'm saying that.
You say there's no flight from.
There is the flight is going to take you to Matikeng,
we are not going to you.
All right. Before I lose my hair. Look. Back home to Northwest, Northern Cape, to so say that we all converge at Bloemfontein, for example, on the Sunday. We sleep over, and from Monday, we work our way through Northwest, until we get to Mafeking. I don't know what the distances are, but we're talking about 2.5 days. And then we end up with... No, no, I don't know Northwest. I'm just giving an
example. I'm trying to tell you to give you a person. I will keep on going out of my way.
Excellent suggestion.
And another frightening thing is that I'm going to sleep at my home. There is no flight from Bloemfontein to Kimberley.
Yes.
There is no flight there. If you go from Bloemfontein to Kimberley, you've got to via Johannesburg, take 2 flights. Mm-hmm. And you could have been long in Kimberley by road by then.
That's a very short distance.
Yeah, okay. It's a very short distance.
But can we propose the following? Can we find a way forward?
Thank you, John Chair. I think we need to wrap up.
But that's what I'm trying to get at. It's 1:10. Can we, on this, because we need to end the meeting, we're having a sitting at 3:00 this afternoon. We need to end on the following note, that let's urgently communicate our preferences, those that have not yet done so, that is those that are not in this meeting, to the committee secretary, and then we will arbitrarily split you up according to how close the group of provinces is to your home, all right, as possible. But you'll allow us to some degree of flexibility. And then each delegation must come up with their program, all right, with their proposal, all right? Before Friday, this thing must be finalized. So you're going to communicate telephonically, all right, as soon as we give you the full list of them. So as the leader of the delegation, your phone is going to be busy, all right? Now, can we agree on the leaders of the delegation? Obviously, I'll have to coordinate over. Yes.
You agree? Mamro. I think that, why can't you wait and see how many people are going to say like this? Because it's only going to be today.
No, no, we've decided that we're going to make sure that we finalize the list today. So we're going to have to phone up all the other people who are not here. No, there's not going to be a management meeting. There was a management meeting this morning. Please, can I lead this committee? Can I be given the opportunity to chair? I'm left with only a few smarts. And then there'll be elections. I'm not sure if I'll do the chair or a member of parliament after that. So for the balance of the spirit, may I be given the space to lead the right. We've had a management committee this morning, and what we're discussing here is issues that the management committee has agreed to put before the committee. All right? Now, going forward, we've agreed that we're going to split ourselves into 3 different delegations. Now, the first thing that we're going to do now is appoint the leaders of each of the 3 delegations. I think, yes, question.
Our delegation is going to be led by Mamro.
You see, the problem with a committee that is made up of leaders is that
our chair will be led by Solo.
Is that you end up with instructions coming from all over the place. Louis was the chairperson of Disabled People of South Africa, which is a big organization. Hoshi is the leader of the community there. Madirako was the premier of the province. So it's so difficult to chair a committee where everybody's a leader in their own right, you know?
No, I was to be led by Winky Shepard,
provided they understand. The chair will lead that one.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Maybe I may opt to go to KZN and just allow this pool of leadership to lead in this other place. But all right.
But you must know I'm going to build that
Makomo. All right. Can I request the leaders of each delegation? All right. To also act as coordinator. All right. To coordinate your members for that delegation, and we're going to make sure that before the end of business today, you know, ultimately who are the people on your group, and we'll make sure that everybody gets informed. All right. Yes, Ma Weba.
Sorry, Chair. I've been very, very rude. I've had to run after a lot of phone calls. Who are the three leaders?
That's what I'm going to formally pronounce. Yeah.
Because just to feed you back as well, Mrs. Semple says that she doesn't mind going to KZN in the Eastern Cape.
All right.
And I don't mind going there as well if you want two from the opposition party. If you'll allow two.
Yeah. No, I think Mpumalanga is fine.
Okay.
All right. Okay, fine. Right. Okay. Can we just quickly do this? For the Gauteng, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga group, the whip of the committee is the leader of the delegation. All right? And we've already discussed the general structure of the route, but the detail you could work out. For the group of the Free State and Northwest, I will be part of that delegation, because I see it's going to be problematic. So I'm going to make sure that So a group that consists of lions, they need the traveler to be there. All right. So that's and we'll sort it out there. Then finally, the group that is going to the coastal area. Honorable Zimande has already proposed the name of Honorable Solo to lead. Where is he? You know this thing of. All right. Okay. So we'll ask him to lead that group. All right. All right. Right. Now, it is clear that at this stage, that for the Gauteng group, the whip, Hoshi, Mawiba, and who did I leave out from that? And then Honorable Bokopane Zulu should be available. At this stage, will definitely be part of that group, the Gauteng Limpopo group. It is clear. May I just chair, Honorable Vetra? It is clear that for the Free State Northwest Northern Cape group, that the comrade, former MEC. Comrade, former premier, and Magumede, veteran there, and who from that general area have I left out? Who else lives in that area? That's not here at this meeting. Eh? Is that it? And then myself. That's why we have four people for that group. And then it is clear that for the Eastern Cape, Western Cape and KZN, Honorable Solo, Honorable Zemande, and please, can I just finish? We'll come back to the Northwest. We're still on the coast.
Yeah, Chosa, Chetan, I'm frightened.
We'll come back.
Where, Advocate, MEC, Premier, get up in between there and Jefferson.
Madirako, you are not on the floor yet. I mean,
no.
Magumede, you are not on the floor. Now I'm mixing your names now. You're making it so difficult for me. Right. You are not yet on the floor, so your points are not yet recognized until you are on the floor. All right. Now, for the coastal area, that far we have Honorable Solo, Honorable Zimande, we have
Makasi lives this side,
Makasi, and we have Maraj Bali. All right? Now, let's deal with the floating agents. We have Masempo, we have Madatli. All right? We will all right. Who else? Maybe. I don't know. All right. So those that are not here will contact them. In terms of the rules, how many members are we allowed to take? We're not restricted to the story about full members and the story about alternates and all of that.
I'm not sure about that when it comes to oversight.
What's the total number of members that make up this committee?
We've got 13 full-time members.
So this committee consists of 13 members?
Full-time, yes. Then 6 alternates.
All right. So.
But another thing, so there's a new list of members where Makumete and Mamakas are not represented there. The new ones.
Has it been 80 feet? We can only work with a list that's been 80 feet. Until it's 80 feet, we work with what we've got. Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so as far as we're concerned, we are still the way we are currently. All right? In terms of the old list.
Okay, then that will exclude Lungwa.
Has Lungwane not been formally? You know, this list thing, we are just going to, we know who are active members of this committee, and that's how we're going to run with it. All right? So that's basically how we've structured it, honorable members. Can we request the coordinators and leaders of the delegations who are the same person to immediately after this meeting start interacting with their members with a view to finding a way of finalizing and agreeing on which areas and which route, which map to follow for the trip, and possibly identify which areas could be visited there and forward that directly to the committee secretary. I'll interact with the committee secretary. She'll keep me updated as to what the developments are in that regard. But come Friday, if we don't have anything, we're simply going to impose a program. So use your opportunity, your democratic right, while it exists.
Why not?
Yes,
is who? No, besides that, we hold on. I must speak for myself. I'm not against Jefferson. If there are 10 Gauteng people in this committee,
and 15 Free State people in this committee, and 22 Western Cape people. I'm the only one from it, provided you are saying some committees are restricted per province. Really, I'm the only one from the Northwest. But there are 22 from Gauteng, 72 from the Western Cape,
what are you suggesting?
from the Free State. What is that? I'm not going to leave this committee chair. Why am I always, whenever there is a, you still remember the first time also. Yeah. I will remain floating, but I'll be inside.
Geopolitics.
I don't like that.
Sir,
we need to eat.
All right. I'm told that there's a finger lunch outside. Let's all put our effort behind this to make it a success. Whatever suggestions you want to make, please bring them forward. The researcher, will you provide your contact details to all the members so that if they need to contact you? And can everybody make sure that their contact details are up to date and you keep your phones open in case we need to communicate with you for logistical arrangements, etc. If there are any problems, the committee secretary always keep me informed. I don't want to see people arrested in Sao Paulo because they didn't vaccinate before they leave the country, for example. All right. On that note, yes, my director.
When I find up the changes, every other day.
Can you put on your mask?
Every other day there is a
change. So we must not put that trust in the future, the earthly future. I don't mean the godly future. This looks like it is one of the meetings where we will be together. In case we don't meet again, we'll meet. If circumstances allow. But as I see, things change so rapidly, we don't know whether we're coming or going. I'd like to take the liberty of thanking you for your leadership in this committee. Yeah. Some of us have been very happy. We've learned a lot because you are a very knowledgeable person. And I repeat what I said in the past. It is your humility that has made you win this race. With all of us, the Winkin Reko, Magumede, the Magumedes and the Winkies here, you've been very, very patient with us and we are grateful. If we meet again, good. If we don't, know we appreciate it. And we are keeping our fingers crossed so that you come back to Parliament and lead and continue with unfinished business in the committee. Not this business unusual. With business unusual, we hope your province will have the good sense to send you back here, and whoever comes here, and if I have my way, that's the one thing. I'll finish my job in government, I'll do my own thing when I'm gone. But if it's the last thing I do, if you are on the list, I'll make sure to listen, to get to the ears of those who matter. It's in small fry, the people who matter, and make sure you come here and finish our business unusual. On that note, we can eat.
Yeah, before
that you said it's not registered, really, I'm intimidated, so you are really intimidating me. Worst traveling, worst hurricane prosecutor again. Mm-hmm. I was an advocate and an MEC and a premier. But I'm the only minor chairperson. Yeah, but
you're a veteran in your own right. Comrade Witt.
Yeah.
To remind the members of the ANC that there's a study group this afternoon at 3.
Are we allowed to leave?
Is the house adjourning that early?
Can we just say immediately after, at least 15 minutes after the adjournment?
15 minutes?
Just allow people to go get their stuff and come to the meeting.
Okay, thanks.
Then it leaves me between you and your lunch. Unfortunately, it's not one of those celebratory lunches. It's a finger lunch again. But to take the opportunity to really express my sincere appreciation for the warmth and the friendship that we have enjoyed throughout our work. I have a personal relationship with each one of you. There's nobody who I feel I can't talk directly to, and that feels very good. But more importantly, I think that in your individual capacities, you have reinforced and strengthened the work of the committee in your own special way. Honorable Zimande would come with his own angle, which is fresh and unique. Magumede will come with a grassroots issue and will go to town about some of these things. Honorable Solo will never forget the local churches, what do they call them? The independent churches, Amazion, and he'll bring his own angle. Mawiba as well will bring her own strength to the committee. And I think, you know, we have been able to even forget we come from different political persuasions and backgrounds to really work as a family, and I've really thoroughly enjoyed it throughout. I've been in this committee since 1999, and I must say that it's one committee I didn't mind to leave justice, but I can't imagine myself leaving this committee. Such a wonderful one. And on that note, please enjoy the finger lunch for what it's worth. Bye-bye.
Who has a good camera?
Today, yeah. Yeah, we'll find a way. All right, thank you. Meeting adjourned. Yeah,